So we've been fulfilling the open meetings requirement rules by recording recent meetings and having an audio record. We seem to be having some issues with the recordation device right now. So until we solve for that technical issue, we will revert back to taking more detailed minutes until we get the audio working. So just let the record reflect.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I guess the first order of business is the consideration of the summary of decisions. This would have been the first page in your packet, dated June 21st. Well, I guess that was the meeting. It's the summary of decisions, one page. Everybody had a chance to review. Any thoughts, questions, or concerns, or suggested edits? If not, get a motion to approve.
Let me just say one
thing.
Sure. I think it's appropriate under the title, but is there any way to insert in something that we had a presentation on special education?
Sure.
I just think it's important that we considered that.
It's a good idea.
Very good point.
I will make that change. And Liz and Alan, do I need to present a revised version then?
I would maybe also add that we went into closed session.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remember, it was around 3. I had it marked.
I might have noted that too.
And okay. When we went into closed session, when we went out of closed session, and the reason we went into closed session was to receive legal advice.
Good point. Okay. So why don't we defer approval of the summary until those two particular revisions are made.
Sounds good. And I'll bring a new version next time.
Great.
Okay.
So the second question, I guess this is coming from MSDD, about establishing a deadline by which the schools must comply with reporting requirements and report payment issues for the year.
Yes, so that's from our group. And the reason why is, so you'll recall earlier in calendar 2018, a decision was made to allow schools to meet their reporting requirement, to continue to meet their reporting requirements. The deadlines were actually in fall 2017, but there were so many schools that had not met those requirements, the decision was made by the board to go ahead and allow schools to meet those requirements late. We didn't set a date by which all of that should come to a close. And so what's happening is, even as recently as 3 days ago, or maybe that was Sunday. No, so that would have been Monday. We had a school wanting to turn in their assessment scores. And at this point, state fiscal year 2018 has closed. And so if we keep fulfilling payments to schools, we are drawing down fiscal 2019 funds, which you are about ready to award. Mm-hmm. So we can't, if we don't have a cutoff, we can't ever tell you, we never have a lockdown figure on what's available for the current year, because these requests will then keep coming in, and if we need to keep fulfilling them, we won't ever have a clear picture of what can be paid out.
But we've had sustainable balances that, while not ideal, we have been able to absorb that without impacting scholarship awards, right?
Yes, because the state fiscal year was open,
right,
and there were funds that were carried over. It's about $500,000 available to carry over.
Right.
Now that's been carried over into fiscal 2019, but now we're drawing down from fiscal 2019 funds. Mm-hmm. The funds available on your paper today have been drawn down about $63,000 since the last time we met, and the school we heard from a few days ago, that would be a drawdown of about another $20,000. So it's just, again, in an attempt to try to manage the program for you, giving you a solid idea. And so we understand from a fiscal stewardship perspective of what can be awarded and what the status is at any time.
So I have two questions. The first is, would a May 15th deadline give MSDE sufficient time to review the information being, if a school gave it to May 15th, is that a deadline that's such that by the end of the fiscal year, you're comfortable in saying, if we needed to go back to the school to clarify something that they had presented or whatever it is, we could get it all done in that time? Is that some
that's
of the consideration
idea.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the second question is from the school's perspective, and I think I really know the answer, but is there, what information that they're providing is information that, I don't want to say that it was, clearly it wasn't put together, but isn't most of this information from the previous school year, or is it from that, how much of it is from the current school year? So how short a period of time are we giving the schools to gather what they need to then provide to you?
Everything should be known in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when everything should be known and reported. Because it's the enrollment of the student and what the financial aid is that the student's receiving, whether the student is an English language learner, whether the student is a special education student. It's those pieces of information. It's also the teacher certification for the current teachers. It's the assessment scores for the prior year. I mean, so it's information that the schools can report on in the fall.
So it's assessment from prior year, not the existing year.
Correct.
And have you gotten a sense from the schools that haven't reported yet what's holding them up?
It's not been deliberate. It's been cases where there have been staff changes and somehow something wasn't passed along and so something was missed and, suddenly it just comes out. The emails that we have sent, because we have sent emails about this.
So the reason I asked that is that mm-hmm. I asked my program administrator, who's got 15 years of experience now working with a similar program and similar types of schools, and her comments were related to a deadline in May and the plethora of activities that occur in schools in this time, mm-hmm. retirements, graduation, blah, blah, blah. It's a busy time for schools, so I'm wondering if a deadline is imposed, if it actually makes sense, because it's data that they should have access to in the fall, to even move that deadline earlier, because everybody's deadline driven, and so if you're looking at a deadline of May 15, you're not going to get to it necessarily until May 1st, and then there are priorities that the school has during that time. So that was her suggestion, if it was stuff that could be, that they would have earlier in the year to potentially move that deadline to January or February.
And actually, I could have clarified that on the paper. The deadlines actually are in the fall. And for example, we just decided that the enrollment confirmation reporting deadline would be October 15th. There are some other surveys we have to do that we're planning to do this summer. So actually all of the deadlines, the latest deadline at this point we're planning is October 15th.
And so but this is the final drop dead.
This is the drop
dead.
This is if you haven't gotten everything in and if you haven't clarified
the final deadline.
Right. Because the report to the General Assembly is due in January. So if you report to us after about November, December, you're not going to be in the report. And that's really the real purpose of getting the data. So we need it in the fall.
Aren't we holding payment for these schools?
And you can't get paid.
Well, but so. I guess I had a similar question, but from a different vantage point.
Sure.
I mean, in each of the last 2 years, the General Assembly, in the budget language or the legislation, has said no more payments mm-hmm. after a certain date in March. So is May 15th really wouldn't be in compliance with what we've been instructed, right?
I think they've been awarded.
It's scholarship awards.
Awards. That's how we approached it.
It's not a disbursement issue.
Right.
Right.
So this is a payment. Reporting, if you have not met your reporting requirements and that's keeping you from getting paid,
you don't get
but you have awardees there.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do.
If the legislature says that they need this data, mm-hmm. by X date, mm-hmm. and we're giving them months after that, we'll mm-hmm. never get the data that we're supposed to have in time.
So the decision was made to allow schools to report late.
In the past.
Mm-hmm. So if the concern was that everything needs to be done and we don't want to allow schools to report late with a drop dead deadline in the spring.